A lot has been written about what Vermont's small rural towns need if they hope to survive. People talk about broadband and more families with kids and good-paying jobs. But as they try to avoid population decline and other problems, some towns have decided to invest in what they already have. They say that saving historic buildings where locals come together to meet can be a part of the plan to stay alive. And VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has more.
It's a big night at Guilford's Broadbrook Grange. A community group that took over ownership of the historic building just invested about $350,000 in it. And this Saturday night supper is the first public event held in the renovated space.
This has homemade dressing, and this you can get some store-bought dressing.
Homemade, no matter what it is always better.
This was phase one of a long-term project to pump new life into the 123-year-old building, which is now ADA compliant and has a new fire exit. The room's packed and folks are filling up on chili and cornbread. Grace Mosel came out tonight with her young family to see what the hoopla was all about. Mosel is 28. She's from Chicago, and she moved here with her husband and her 4-year-old daughter about 7 months ago. And this scene with old-timers sitting next to hippies and her daughter's friends running around, she says this is why she moved to southern Vermont.
I like the community here around raising kids and a lot of people with similar values. And I also feel like the quality of life here is just really high. And it's a little bit more affordable here than it is in other places we've lived.
Bobby Howman's family goes back 3 generations in Guilford. Her father and grandfather were both involved when it was a grange. And she says investing in this old building is also an investment in Guilford's future.
When people realize more about the greater accessibility to this building, it's going to even open up that much more. Plus, we are having new families move into the area, and they do show up. Because the Grange holds brunches, they show up there. People will come tonight, they'll get excited. The word goes, just going to spread more and more. So it's an exciting time, I think, for this town.
Saving old buildings is nothing new in this state. But Vermont Council on Rural Development Director Paul Costello says it's especially valuable as small towns fight population decline and a loss of identity.
You know, modern life tends to segregate us a little bit. So places like the Grange in Guilford are just incredibly valuable.
Costello says our aging demographics, sketchy cell service, and shrinking workforce are all real challenges to rural communities. And while investing in an old building and creating a community meeting place won't take care of all of that, Costello says it can be part of a town strategy for meeting whatever the future holds for rural Vermont.
We tend to think about economic development and attracting the next generation as kind of this generic problem, but it's not. It's about how to capture their imagination, how to make them feel like there's something going on here that they want to participate in. And there's something special in these small towns. So the question about attracting people to these small towns is having a vital story in vital places.
All across Vermont, towns and community groups are buying former town halls and churches in hopes of preserving their community. Marlborough just opened a community center in the old meeting house. And in the Chittenden County town of Westford, a former church is being eyed for a new performance venue. In Norwich, a group of volunteers is getting ready to sink about $90,000 into the historic Root Schoolhouse, a one-room school that was built in 1937. The building needs structural support and is currently unsafe for large groups. Courtney Dobbins is chairwoman of the preservation group. Dobbins says she came to Central Vermont in the 1970s, had a few kids in a cabin that was off the grid, and became part of the Back to the Land movement that fueled growth through the latter part of the 20th century. She knows times have changed, but she also thinks this is Vermont's selling point. Its history and its rural character is something worth saving.
We feel that there's a lot of families that have moved into the neighborhood, and there's a lot of forward thinking about how is this going to be in the 22nd century. You know, it is hopeful. It's upbeat.
Dobbins says the group has enough funding to stabilize the building and will continue raising money to upgrade the electric and water systems. She expects to have some kind of a celebration in the late summer or fall. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.